Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Ireland aligns itself fully with the statement by the European Union and would like to add the following remarks in a national capacity. At the outset, Ireland would like to add our thanks to you, Ambassador, for your efforts in helping to advance amended Protocol 2. We would also like to express our thanks to Ambassador Amahuela of the Philippines for her determination to continue the work of the Protocol under the most difficult of circumstances. Ireland attaches great importance to the full implementation of amended Protocol 2, which is a crucial instrument of international humanitarian law. Compliance with its prohibitions and restrictions helped to both limit the devastating effects of mines, booby traps and other devices on civilian populations. Ireland echoes the call from the EU for the universalisation of amended Protocol 2 and for those states that have not yet joined the Protocol to do so. Mr. Chair, Ireland in particular views the question of mines other than anti-personnel mines as one of continuing humanitarian importance. Indeed, Ireland notes that all mines are by definition victim-operated and therefore maximum care in their use is required to avoid exposing civilians to unacceptable risks. For these reasons, Ireland supports the EU in calling for MOTAPAM to remain on the CCW agenda, and we urge all states parties to engage in further discussions on this issue. Amended Protocol 2 remains the only source of specific regulation on the use of MOTAPAM, and we believe there is scope for states parties to further examine in the context of the Protocol how best to maximise humanitarian harm arising from the use of MOTAPAM in compliance with IHL. In this regard, Mr. President, it is essential that the final report of this annual conference reflect the importance for high contracting parties to continue expert discussions on this issue. My delegation would be happy to work with you and other interested high contracting parties on finding an appropriate formulation and offers the following suggestion for consideration. I quote, at the 23rd annual meeting of amended Protocol 2, high contracting parties discussed the issue of mines other than anti-personnel mines. The conference decided that the group of experts in 2022 will share and discuss policies and practices that high contracting parties have implemented as appropriate under amended Protocol 2 with respect to mines other than anti-personnel mines, in particular with regard to the protection of civilians. My delegation will submit this text to the Secretariat in writing. Mr. Chair, Ireland also recognises the serious threat that improvised explosive devices present around the world and the need for coordinated action to combat the threat. We remain deeply concerned with the proliferation and use of IEDs and in particular the humanitarian harm arising from their indiscriminate effects. Ireland continues to work with our EU and multilateral partners to counter the threat from IEDs. We urge states parties to continue to enhance their information sharing and reporting under amended Protocol 2 and to meet their obligations in this regard. Mr. Chair, Ireland wishes to continue to work with all states parties under amended Protocol 2 to address these and other issues and to continue to work towards a world where civilians are free from the threat of mines, IEDs and all such explosive hazards. This is a continuing process and Ireland believes that victims and their rights should be at the heart of our discussions. In this regard, Ireland welcomed the revised IED declaration. Having aligned ourselves with the actions set out in the declaration, we are committed to working with high contracting parties, international organisations and civil society to develop and consolidate a coordinated position on IEDs, which should also include specific language on gender in accordance with the IED General Assembly resolution, which is adopted by consensus. Mr. Chair, Ireland remains committed to promoting discussion on all of these issues under the Protocol and within the parameters of international humanitarian law. I thank you.